everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus.
Just talk to you a little bit about baptism. You see, baptism is a symbol of a greater reality in the Christian life, in the Christian walk. And what is that? It is an act of obedience that symbolizes the believer's faith in Jesus Christ. Simple faith. You know, the Bible says, believe and be baptized, and we just believe that, and we go and do what the Bible says as believers. Isn't that good in a way? Because what are we looking at when we do baptism? First is this, that Jesus was crucified for our sins. He was sacrificed for us. He was buried in a tomb. And then third is this, he's risen. He's alive. So baptism takes those qualities and it brings them into the walk of the everyday believer. It says, we are buried with him in baptism. You know, our old life is crucified with Christ, Galatians 2:20, right? And I no longer live, but the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in him who gave his life for me. That's what we're talking about. We are crucified with him. We are buried with him in baptism, and then we are risen and raised into the newness of life, and we are raised to walk with him. Amen. It's pretty simple. You see, it's a symbol of the believer's death to sin. How many guys know sin needs to die in our lives, right? It needs to die. It keeps trying to come back to life. It's trying to raise itself up, but we got to keep crucifying that sin. And in doing that, you know, part of that is being baptized. We are going to bury our old life. Some of you need to bury some of your old life. You didn't bury it, right? So the key is this. The resurrection and the newness of life is part of this process called baptism. You know, if you ask people, they're like, oh, they're over there dunking people each other under the water. You know, the world's going to say, crazy. They're crazy, right? But that's what our Bible tells us to do. Why do we do it? Because the Bible tells us to. Do we have to fully understand it? No, the Bible says do it. But we can understand it from the Word of God. And that's why I want to talk to you about this today. Because, you know, it's a New Testament moment that God established after Jesus was risen from the dead. And he set baptism in motion. Now, it was already happening in Jesus' lifetime through John the Baptist. John was baptizing everybody in the river. And even Jesus himself was baptized. We're going to look at that today. But do you realize that baptism, there's symbols and shadows of what God was going to do with baptism all the way through the Old Testament? It's all there. Even in the very beginning, when you look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And listen to this. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Do you see it? Insofar as baptism involves what? Water and the Spirit. So the earth was actually covered in darkness, just like our lives were covered in darkness. And there's actually a type and shadow right there in the very beginning of baptism coming into play in the world right there. Then there was a second one, the waters of the flood purifying the earth with Noah. And Noah being saved from the wrath of God and being raised up and saved and put in the ark and then brought out in a newness of life to replenish the earth and to a cleansing took place there. You see, that's what happens in baptism. Now, you know, we don't like to think about the whole part where everybody else died, but that's kind of how it goes. In baptism, everything else dies and we get raised into a newness of life. And that's another picture of it. And just as Noah and his family were delivered through the flood, look at the children of Israel as they were delivered from Egyptian slavery. You have been found in your life to be in slavery. You need to pass through the water, the Red Sea. The water split and they passed through it, a symbol of baptism, and they came out the other side. And there was the promised land and a newness of life for each one of them. Isn't that cool? I love this stuff. You know, even in my own life, when I look back at my life, I have to admit that I was dead in my sins. Anybody have the same story? You know, you were dead in your sins. I needed a new life. I reached this point where I'm like, God, I'm so over all this. I need something new. Show me you're real and I'll give you my life. I'll do this. And he did. He showed me he was real. Because I needed a lot of things washed away in my life. Somebody say amen. So, I mean, I'd steal your car stereo, sell it for $20, go buy a crack rock. I was that guy. You think, oh, yeah, Pastor Kevin, no, you'd never be like that. No, I was like that. But God. Baptism really did change me to the point that I still have my baptism certificate. I was baptized at White Lake Baptist Church because the Baptists can baptize. That's what they do. They take you straight to the tank, you know what I mean? We're trying to get our tank running, man. We'll get you straight to the tank too, but look at that. It says, this certifies that Kevin Radlin, upon the confession of faith, has been baptized, and here's his certificate, on this 23rd day of November, 1986. Right? So, why would I hang that on my wall? Because this was the day the game changed for me. And it's the day that the game changes for every one of us, the day we bury our old self, and we get raised into the newness of life in Christ Jesus, and everything changes. Now, do I still have some obstacles to overcome? Absolutely. But my life changed. My whole purpose changed. My direction changed. I was looking for that new life, and God brought it to me. And he brought me to the baptism tank. And it really did change me. You know, we're all dealing with sin issues in our life, aren't we? You know, we need to bury our old life. Some of you didn't bury all of it. Maybe you need to bury all of it. You know, maybe you've been baptized, and then maybe you just went right in there and grabbed a little bit back out, and you're like, no, I like this. I'm going to keep this. No, we need to get you back and bury it again and leave it in there this time. Because we bring that back. What do we bring back? It's our habits. Somebody say, I have a habit. You know about that, right? We have habits. We have hurts. Does anybody have a hurt that they need to bury? Because hurt people hurt people. And if you're hurting people in your life, then you need to bury your hurts. Because when you put that thing into the tank, when you bury that hurt, it's gone unless you go grab it back. So we've got to work on burying our hurts. How about this one? Oh, man, I'm coming for you. You ready? Some of y'all need to bury some emotions. Oh, yeah. My wife's like, amen, amen. Need to bury that anger, boy. Some of y'all need to bury some anger. Some of you need to bury some depression. You need to put it in the tank. Come up new without it. Some other emotions, sadness. If you're just sad, bury it. Leave it in the tank. How about our fears? Anybody have any fears they need to bury in their life? Man, I needed to bury some fears. I had this anxiety and all this stuff going on in my life. I had a spirit of rejection that got buried in the tank. You know, I was adopted when I was a kid, so I always said, why didn't my mom want me? And believe it or not, you think, oh yeah, I met my birth mother when I was 30 years old. I found her. It was an amazing story. I found out she loved me. She was trying to do the best for me and all that. But that rejection was still there. That idea that I wasn't loved was still inside of me, and I had to bury that thing and be raised in the newness of life in Christ Jesus, because that spirit of rejection caused me to go out and party and do things and try to get people's attention and act a certain way and live my life in a crazy manner to try to impress people, to get them to like me, because I always felt like nobody loved me. And then I found Jesus and I realized he loves me. Does that make sense? And when you bury that spirit of rejection and you die to yourself and you allow yourself to be raised in the newness of life in Christ Jesus, those things, old things, pass away. All things become new in those moments. Some of you need to bury some addictions. You know, go in with your vape pen and drop it while you're down. Take that pack of cigarettes and hold it in your hand, and when you're under, just let it go. Come up new. Addictions will leave you in the tank. Sickness can be left in the tank. Can be left in the ocean today at 5 o'clock. You can come up new and your body will regenerate and your body will heal. Here's the last one we need to bury from our old life. Broken hearts. Too many of us are running around with our hearts broken. The world's done us wrong, man. People have done us wrong. Our hearts are broken. Broken relationships, divorce, kids, parents, you know, all of that stuff. Our hearts have been broken so many times in life, and there's no other way around it than to just leave it in the tank and be raised in the newness of life in Christ and allow God to heal every hurt, every wound, every piece of your broken heart. God can put it back together and he can give you joy again. He can give you peace in your life, but you've got to go and submit yourself by faith to this process of what God is saying to do. And that is accept Jesus Christ, believe on him, be baptized, be filled with the Holy Spirit, and begin to move in power in your life. That's what it's all about. So what do you need to bury? Question of the day. I'm going to give you a minute on that one. Just think about it. Seeing little light bulbs coming on over all your heads in the Spirit. Maybe you've been baptized before and slid away from God. Maybe you've done things. Now, you know, you've fulfilled all righteousness. You've been baptized, but maybe you just need to get baptized again. And you need to leave something else in the tank. You need to just say, I am done with this in my life. I am laying it all down right here, and I'm going to come up with a new start. You see, that's the beauty of a life in Christ Jesus, is there's always a fresh start with God. Come on, smile. That's good news. You guys are like, I'm still thinking about that thing I need to bury, Pastor. No, it's okay. We're going to bury it. It's going to be great. There's always a fresh start with God today, right now. Your past is in your behind. That's what Pumbaa said. Right? Your past is in your behind. Second Corinthians 5:17. Let's just pull it back. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. How do old things pass away? You bury them in baptism. You lay them in the tank. And you come up without them. That's what it's all about. You see, God has given us new life in his Son. But we're not experiencing that new life. It's because we've got to bury some things. We've got to get to that place where we begin to live our life fully renewed. We need to get baptized. Mark 16, 14 through 16. This is incredible. Look at this. This is Jesus. He's about to ascend into heaven. He's gone to the cross. He's been raised from the dead. He's shown himself to people everywhere. And he says this. He appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every, what? Creature. That's saying that, you know what? We have to have authority and dominion over everything in the earth, right? And he who believes and is what? Baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Do you realize that baptism is so important to God that he actually put it in the Great Commission? He who believes and is what? Baptized. Why is it so important? Now, you know, don't get me wrong. You don't have to be baptized to go to heaven. Because the thief on the cross, right? He was with Jesus. He was there. He didn't get baptized, right? There's people that give their lives to Christ on their deathbed. They don't get to get baptized, okay? So baptism is not keyed in on your salvation, but baptism is so important, though, that God put it in the Great Commission. He set it up so that you could live your life free from things. It's a way to unload all of the garbage in your life. Baptism is the Western waste truck of the spiritual world. You put it all out to the road and they take it away. Whatever it is that's bothering you, whatever it is that's making you struggle in your life, in your mind, in your thoughts, in your hearts, you got to bury it. It's the only way. It's the way God established it. To the point where, you know, even Jesus was baptized. And he didn't need to be baptized, did he? He was perfect in all his ways, but you see, he who knew no sin became sin for you and for me so that we could become the righteousness of God in him. So Jesus got baptized and he said this. He said he came to Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him. He's like, you don't need to do this. You're the Savior. You're the King of Kings. John knew who he was. He said, I need to be baptized by you, because he knew already that Jesus would baptize him in the Holy Spirit. Okay, and that's what Jesus does. But Jesus looked at him, he said this, he said, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. And then he allowed him, and when he had been baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting upon him. And suddenly a voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. You realize that he traded that moment with you? That when you give your life to Jesus, when you get baptized, you know, it's so powerful that when you come up out of the water, the heavens open to you. Listen to me. The heavens are open to you, and you will see the Spirit of God descending like a dove and falling on you. And suddenly a voice will come from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, this is my beloved daughter in whom I am pleased. Why is God pleased with you? Because you were faithful to hear his word, to believe on his son Jesus and to be obedient to the point of going through the ritual of baptism and allowing God to rinse all of your old life away and to raise you in the newness of life so that he can bring his spirit upon you and show you how to do life right. Isn't that good? God's presence will come on your life like you've never experienced before after you give your heart and life to Jesus and submit to baptism. You will be renewed. You will experience a new beginning from that moment. And some of you have been baptized, but you still need a new beginning. You need a new experience. So I'm saying do it again. If you're not supposed to, all you did was get wet. But if it works, your whole life could change again. You could be renewed and the power of God could come on you again and his spirit could come on you again. And all those things that even after you were a believer that you submitted yourself to accidentally or even on purpose and it entered into your life can be washed away again. Yeah, she gets it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You give your life to Jesus, then you get baptized. Some of you need to recommit your life to Jesus and get baptized. Doesn't it seem crazy? Like, they just dunk each other under the water. I mean, imagine we're going to be at the beach at 5 o'clock. People are going to be sitting out there drinking their beer, hopefully not out of a glass bottle, so they don't get a ticket, you know, but they do. And they're going to be in their lawn chair with their rock music blasting and hanging out. And they're going to look over and they're going to be like, what are they doing? They're going to be like, they're dunking each other under the water. They're not holding each other under too long. I think it's okay. What? Let's walk over there. What are y'all doing? Oh, we're baptizing people. Baptizing? What is that? Some people don't even know what it is. Some others do, and they're like, oh, okay, that's cool, you know? And some of them will be like, could I do it? Absolutely. Seems weird, though, doesn't it? From just a natural standpoint, the idea that I'm sitting here telling you, you need to be baptized, you need to go under the water, you know? They don't have the details that I'm giving you today. People don't have the knowledge from the Bible to understand what it's really doing, so they're just thinking it's a bunch of weirdos dunking each other in under the water, putting in a tank over here, and we dunk you in the tank. Man, I had a big Randy from God's Rock says, hey, man, next week you said you're going to baptize in the service. I want to get it done. I'm like, dude, I don't know how if I can get him in the tank. He's like, you're going to be all right. I said, you're going last. We're going to have to empty some water out of that thing because otherwise we're going to have a flood over here. Right? You like trying to take Big Frank and dunk him in the little horse trough. You know, it ain't going to work. They don't call you Big Frank for nothing. I don't know if we could get you in. I've had a couple of people already in that tank where, you know, because you're supposed to go all the way under. So I have people like their leg or their arm comes up and I'm like trying to get every part of it down there. You know, it's like it's all got to go under. Because that's what it means. When you look up the Greek word for baptism, it's the word baptizo. That's my Greek. Baptizo, you know? It's a good Greek boy. What do you mean you don't eat no meat? Right? Remember that? My big fat Greek wedding. So, but the word baptizo means, where's my Windex? To dip, to immerse, or to submerge, okay? So to be properly baptized, you have to go all the way under the water, all of you, okay? And come back up having been fully submerged. So what I'm basically saying is maybe some of you were sprinkled as a kid, and that's all great and nice. You went in, you got, you know, tortured like all the other little kids, and you cried the whole time. And, you know, that's not baptism. That's sprinkling, that's a ritual, I get it, but that baby doesn't know anything about sin. He doesn't know if he's committed sins or done anything wrong. He doesn't know how to repent or if he should repent or any of that. Baptism is a symbol of you making a decision to turn your life over to God. And babies cannot make that decision. We dedicate babies here at Lighthouse Church. We love babies and we want to dedicate them to the Lord. We'll anoint them and we have somebody bringing their baby tonight. I mean, even to the beach. And I said, yes, we will do a baby dedication at the same time as we're doing the baptisms for you. And we'll dedicate your baby to the Lord. And what we do is we charge the parents to raise their child in the Lord until that child can reach an age where they can make a decision for Jesus Christ on their own and that they love Jesus and they want Jesus to be a part of their life, right? And then that child can make that decision for themselves and then they can believe and be what? Baptized. So I believe that you have to be old enough to understand to be eligible for baptism. Sprinkling is, you know, it's great for people if it...
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.